we forge forward on a Friday because somewhere out there is a weekend.
It's the weekend update.
Let us deem what is ever so worthy of your weekend time and efforts. First of all, musically here at Hank FM, we're going to kick off this afternoon with Mark, the Outlaws of Country Weekend.
Ooh.
These are the bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Waylon Willie, Johnny Cash, Chris Christopherson, David Allan Coe, and of course Hank Jr. and the like. So you're going to hear a lot of that.
Are you going to sing any songs and play them on the air since you're our resident bad boy?
Am I the resident bad boy?
I mean, it's either you or Jeremy for crying out loud.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's JB. JB will do that.
He's a dangerous man.
And then we double up in Weatherford this weekend. As we were saying earlier, Aaron's going to be live 11 to 1. This is the grand opening of River Ranch on the Brazos there in Weatherford. It's a new community that is popping up, and she will be there. I don't know if giant ribbons will be involved, but giant prizes, definitely. A lot of free stuff, 11 to 1 with Aaron. And then 2 to 4, we're playing some dominoes where it all started. Garner, Texas represent. It is the third annual Garner 42 Festival. Going to have all sorts of great stuff for the family. We'll have the free stuff. They have a lot of dominoes right there for that game of 42. So it'll be right there at the Garner Independent School District in Garner, which consists of, you know, like an intersection. So you should be able to find it.
Okay.
If you go to the west side of Weatherford. Past that, weekend-wise, Dallas Stars playoffs, they continue. Game 4 is tomorrow afternoon against Minnesota. Stars up 2-1 on the series. The Cowboys will try to continue adding good players because they knocked it out of the park on last night's day one of the draft. So that continues through Saturday. And then you got, well, the horses are ready. Are you? The Kentucky Derby runs tomorrow.
I saw the...
Please no wager.
The ingredients for a fascinator at the craft store the other day.
A fascinator?
Oh, yeah, that's what you wear. The big old bonnets and the
gotcha.
Hats. And,
gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll just take one of the mint juleps.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Tonight at Dickey's Arena. First SmackDown after WrestleMania. WWE SmackDown comes to town at Dickey's Arena tonight. We will not be in attendance, believe it or not. Yeah, we got other weekend obligations going on right there. Melody Mountain has come alive, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of year for Larry Joe Taylor Fest. Y'all be safe around the Ville, okay? So I'll be responsible. Have a good time. Get home safely. Actually, looks like a decent weather possible for LJT, which is always a nice thing. Over there in West Texas Way, well, it's a pilgrimage to Lubbock as George Strait plays two shows at Jones AT&T Stadium.
And he's bringing my best friend.
Miranda will be there.
That's right.
And I am seeing from all my old friends and stuff like that are still in Lubbock and things like that, they're offering parking. Like on their lawns and stuff like that. And if Airbnbs and stuff, if you want to sleep in my driveway or garage.
Imagine, I'm seeing Airbnbs.
People are taking them up on it.
In like a Lido for the FIFA World Cup.
It's not like it's a small town, everybody.
I know.
All right, King George will be holding court out there. Tomorrow night, Billy Bob's Texas, Sarah Evans in concert. That'll be greatness. Elsewhere, you got Midloaf Fest tomorrow happening there in downtown Midlothian. That'll go tomorrow afternoon. We have a Shaboozy in town. Yeah, he'll be a part of the whole Lone Star Smokeout at AT&T Stadium. That's going on. The Ubi Doobie Festival.
What's the Ubi Doobie?
That's going on Panther Island Pavilion. And that is your electronica music.
Is this the one with DJ Diesel?
No.
Okay.
No.
No Shack Attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is just something that if you live anywhere near Panther Island Pavilion, you'll be calling at midnight saying, what's the noise from? Turn it down. That's one of those events.
Remember back in the day, people used to put those little mini glow sticks in their mouth while they were going out dancing.
Wow.
Heatherly.
All right.
It was not me. What could go wrong there?
Fourth annual Texas Street Food Festival. That goes down at Billy Bob's Texas and down there in the Stockyards. And
yes, please.
So does Fuel Fest at Texas Motor Speedway. This is going to be some people from Fast and the Furious franchise out there, but they're going to have all sorts of stuff at TMS. Cars and fast cars and things like that. Probably no fuel, though, considering the prices.
Yeah, it's too expensive.
And then it is a tax-free weekend for emergency items. So this is not the fun one like in the fall when you get ready for back to school and stuff like that. Now, these are the qualifying items that are tax-free. No limit on it, by the way, but they're your flashlights, your axes.
Axes?
Mm-hmm. Well, you need something like that.
What about battery-powered mini chainsaws?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Go get yourself one. First aid kits. Hurricane shutters, which I know I'm in the market for.
Boxes of wine?
And no.
Chocolate?
But radios. Yeah, so go get them, which means we're officially through Monday night at midnight tax-free as a show.
KB and Heather Lee.
How about that?
That's kind quite of value. A flex.
What do you got going on a weekend? What is this purge situation happening
gosh,
in your life?
Yeah,
here?
Our fabulous babysitter, Scarlett, she came over last night because, actually a few weeks ago we had her, and after she left, there was some people that popped up on my cameras outside, and they're just like wandering through my yard, and I didn't talk about it because I didn't want, you know, like anybody panicking or anything. There was no issue. Everybody was safe, and she was wearing goggles at the time, and I said, I don't know, were you on Squinty? And she said, no, this means you're safe if you wear the goggles. They can't get you. You know, we've talked about the senior assassin before.
Oh.
Where they jump out and hit you
all
with
right.
water guns.
I thought we were talking about the people at your front door that were
But no,
looming.
Those were people at the front door they were looking for.
So this is all...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have now drawn the correlation.
But now it's purge week. And she said all bets are off. And her mom had to, do the lookout and accompany her home after the... Because it's purge week.
All this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know that anything America. Could possibly go wrong. But I guess the big winner of this whole thing, it's like $1,500. Not that Alito High School would ever wager.
Okay.
I mean, that would be illegal.
Would I go on Poly Market and put my odds down on that?
I have no idea.
On the purge?
I mean, I was just happy to be graduating for the love of the Lord and all that's holy.
All right. Well, I'm glad that got settled.
Yeah, it's purge week.
Past that, speaking of senior activities, we're not going to SmackDown tonight.
I know.
Because?
Why? Uh-oh.
It's the kiddos' prom. Yep. Prom.
I didn't know you were rich. All the outfits are super expensive.
So the purge has also started at my house. Yeah, it's just financial.
Oh, yeah. It's you and me with KB and Heather
Talking
Lee.
To Real Country.